Praise be Jesus and Mary. So we just read the account of the genealogy of Jesus Christ in St. Luke's Gospel. We also have the genealogy that St. Matthew gives us. St. Matthew's goes from Abraham down to Jesus. And St. Luke here goes from Jesus all the way back to Adam, the Son of God. And it's a bit confusing because of the different names used. And if you're interested in researching it further, Cornelius Lapide has a wonderful explanation. The explanation is a bit confusing as well, but fortunately he includes a very nice chart, which is not so confusing, easy to follow. And really the lines go up to David. That's where the two genealogies join. One passes through David's son Solomon, which will come down to Joseph. Okay, Joseph is a son of David, but Our Lady is also, or son of Solomon, but so is Our Lady through Saint Anne. Okay, so Saint Matthew's genealogy is that of Saint Joseph, but also of Our Lady through Saint Anne. And then the other line that we just read in Saint Luke goes from David through Nathan, and that also comes down to Our Lady through her father Joachim, also known as Heli. In any case, it's very beautiful to read all of this. There are 77 generations in St. Luke's, and that calls to mind the forgiveness of your brother, 7 times 7, or 70 times 7, or 77 times. That is the forgiveness of sins that our Lord has brought to the whole human race. And also we can consider that tracing this genealogy back to Adam, it says the Son of God, different translations, some have from God, who was from God, but in any case, the Word of God, the Son of God, the eternal Word, was there informing Adam. Okay, as all of the works that are outside of the Trinity, all of the three persons are involved. And so the eternal Word was there at the formation of Adam, the first man. And then here he is coming down, son of Mary, taking flesh, and now himself becoming man, to redeem the human race. And as St. John told us in the first reading, that all who believe in him will be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.